This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Feifei, and this is 6 Minute English.
Hello, I'm Neil.
How are you, Neil? And do you have a business fact for us today?
I'm very well, thank you. And today, I'm going to tell you the number of different jobs the average person has in their whole lifetime.
The number of different jobs the average person has in their lifetime. Come on then, how many?
Well, it's a bit tricky to find a number that everyone agrees on, but most sources seem to say it's between 10 and 15. So how many jobs have you had so far in your life, Feifei?
I've only had three.
Only three? That's not so many for someone as old as you.
What? You know I'm not old.
Only joking. But with so much job hopping...
Job hopping means moving from job to job.
Yes, it does. With so much job hopping, it's important to know what to say when you're showing new colleagues around the office.
Yes, showing them where everything is and how everything works and stuff like that. That's important not just for colleagues, but for visitors too.
Yes, and I've got a clip for you of our friend Derm showing a new colleague around their office. Have a listen to this.
OK, so this is the main entrance. And you just have to swipe in here and just go through. And we'll just go up to the third floor. Right, so here we are. Now, we just sit over here and the lockers are on the left, the loos are over there and your desk is this one. This is your computer and the printer's just in the far corner. Let me show you how the coffee machine works. Okay? Right, well, I'll leave you to it. I'm just over here if you need anything. Just give me a shout, okay?
Well, there's quite a lot of language there, Neil.
I know.
So we really need to hear from the expert.
It's Business Betty.
Hello, Neil. Hello, Feifei. What can I do for you today?
Hello, Betty. We're talking about showing new colleagues and visitors around the office. Can you give us some tips?
I most certainly can. When you're showing someone around your workplace, it's important to tell them the main things they need to know. Don't confuse them with too much information. Just tell them the basics. So they'll need to know how to get into the building.
You just have to swipe in there and just go through.
Good. Tell them exactly where they'll be working.
Right, so here we are. Now we just sit over there.
And tell them where everything is.
The lockers are on the left, the loos are over there, and your desk is this one.
Tell them where their equipment is.
This is your computer, and the printer's just in the far corner.
And tell them how things work.
Let me show you how the coffee machine works.
And don't forget to tell them how to get help if they need it.
I'm just over here if you need anything. Just give me a shout, OK?
Very good, Neil. English speakers use the word just a lot in situations like this. It helps keep the conversation light. Here are some examples.
You just have to swipe in here and just go through. We'll just go up to the third floor. Now we sit just over here. The printer's just in the far corner.
So... that's how you show a visitor or a new colleague around the workplace. Tell them the basics, use the word just to keep things relaxed, and tell them how to get help if they need it.
Thanks, Betty.
Yes, thanks, Betty.
You're welcome. Bye for now.
Bye. Bye.
Business Betty. Brilliant.
I know. So, Neil, should we practice that?
I think you should practice that.
Me?
Yes, most definitely. Let's imagine that we've never met before, and I've come here to the BBC Learning English offices. You have to show me around and tell me where everything is, OK?
OK, let's give it a go. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Play.
Right, so welcome. What did you say your name was?
It's Neil.
Oh, yes, Neil. Welcome, Neil, to the BBC Learner English offices. And as you can see, we're on the fifth floor. And our desks are just over here, OK?
OK.
And you can use this desk here if you like. And if you look to your left, the photocopier is just over there. Can you see it?
Yes, I can see it. It's just over there.
And the loos are over there. And the canteen is on the ground floor. Is that okay?
Yes, lovely, thank you. Can I get a cup of coffee?
Oh, yes, of course. Let me show you how the coffee machine works.
Thanks very much.
And if you need anything else, just ask.
If I need anything else, I'll just ask.
Oh, yes, and welcome to the BBC.
Thank you.
Role play.
So that was today's role play. How did I do?
Yeah, you were pretty good, Feifei. You told me where everything is, and you kept it light, and you said welcome, which was very friendly, surprisingly.
It was good fun, Neil. I enjoyed it, and the word just is very useful.
Yes, it is very useful, but we'll just have to finish there.
Yes, it's goodbye and good luck to you. If you're showing any visitors or new colleagues around your workplace, join us again for more 6 Minute English.
Bye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.